Unit 21. Mist. Immediately. Flood. Joy. Knowledge. Toward. Deep. Immortal. Universe. Operate. Meadow. Brilliant. Robe. Hill. While Jane was giving birth to her second child, her heart and breathing stopped. For a few moments, while the doctor worked desperately, Jane found herself standing in a gray mist. She says she realized immediately she had died. She remembers feeling flooded with joy at the knowledge that some part of her lived on. Then she saw a white light coming toward her. She was filled with deep knowledge and love. In that moment, she says, she knew two things, that she was immortal and that everything in the universe operates by a perfect plan. Next, she remembers standing in a meadow filled with brilliant flowers. She saw a group of people in beautiful robes standing on a hill. Unit 22. Purple. Enormous. Sympathy. Authority. Approach. Communicate. Directly. Mind. Hospital. Pain. Beat. Chest. Secret. Interview. Undergo. Near. Death. Estimate. Psychologist. Suggest. Increase. Medical. Miracle. One man in purple, a man of enormous sympathy and authority, approached and communicated directly to her mind. It was at this point that she learned she couldn't stay. "It's not time for you," was the message she heard. The next moment, she was back on the hospital table, feeling the pain of the doctor beating on her chest. For 20 years, Jane kept the secret of her experience to herself. Then she read the book, Life After Life, by Raymond Moody. He interviewed 100 people who had undergone a near-death experience, or NDE. "That's it," she said. "I had that." No one knows how many people have had an NDE. One estimate is that 8 million people in America may have had one. Kenneth Ring, a psychologist at the University of Connecticut, suggests that we are seeing an increase in NDEs as more people are being saved by medical miracles.
Unit 23. Nation. Athlete. Compete. Various. Distance. Storm. Huge. Wave. Swell. Ocean. Passenger. Furniture. Injure. Include. Victim. Excellent. Win. The Olympic Games come once every 4 years. Many nations send their athletes to the Olympics to compete in various sports. Many of these athletes travel long distances to take part in the Olympics. Here is one story about travel problems which happened many years ago. In 1906, the Olympic Games were held in Athens, Greece. Some American athletes were traveling to Athens by sea. On the way to Athens, their ship ran into a big storm. The storm caused huge waves and swells in the ocean. The ship was at the mercy of the waves. The passengers on the ship fell into the walls and furniture. Some of the passengers were injured, including some American athletes. The most damaged victim was an excellent runner. He was believed to be able to win his race. However, he lost his race because he had been hurt on the ship. Travel problems put an end to his Olympic dreams.
Unit 24. Originally. Discover. Emperor. Leaf. accidentally, blow, boil, aristocracy, commercial, cultivation, ordinary, Dutch, active, trader, general. Tea is now enjoyed around the world, but it originally comes from China. The drink is said to have been discovered around 5,000 years ago by a Chinese emperor when some tea leaves accidentally blew into a pot of boiling water. Originally, tea was only for the Chinese aristocracy, but commercial cultivation was underway in China by the 8th century BC. By the 6th century AD, ordinary Chinese people could also enjoy it. It was the Dutch, who were active ocean traders, who first brought tea to Europe in 1602. At this time, tea was an expensive luxury, and so it was only the wealthy who could drink it. But as imports grew, the price fell, and by 1675, tea had become popular among the general public.
Unit 25. Official. Rest. Bush. Liquid. Refresh. Buddhist. Priest. Seed. Religious. Meditation. Connection. The story of tea began 5,000 years ago in China. A Chinese emperor was traveling in a distant part of China. He and his officials stopped to rest and boiled some water to drink. While the water was boiling, some dried leaves from a bush blew into the water. They turned the water into a brown liquid. The emperor was curious about its taste, so he drank it. It was so refreshing that it became the drink we now call tea. The drinking of tea spread from China to Japan when a Buddhist priest named Yeisei brought the seeds of the tea plant. He believed tea drinking helped religious meditation. Because of its early connection to Buddhism, tea in Japan developed a religious meaning.